Hi, I'm Kim Azzarelli. Welcome to this brand new season of Seneca's Conversations. In this season, we're launching a special five-part series on young women's financial wellness in partnership with Secret Deodorant. It's called Secret Money Tips. We recently hosted the Young Women's Financial Wellness Forum at the New York Stock Exchange in partnership with Secret. Renowned financial experts gave young women their best advice about budgeting, saving, and investing. Financial Empowerment 101. Now we're bringing that advice to every young woman through this series. I'm pleased to welcome Jamila Souffrant, founder of Journey to Launch, an award-winning podcast and blog that helps listeners launch into financial freedom. Jamila, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm so excited to be here, Kim.
So tell us a little bit about your personal money journey, starting when you were a young girl.
Yeah, well, you know, I feel very fortunate to be raised by the mom that I was raised by. So she was a young single mom, and she actually was born and grew up on the island of Jamaica. And I actually was born in Jamaica. And so, like many immigrants coming to this country, coming to the U.S., really sparked and showed the just determination that my mom had at such a young age to provide a better life for me than she had. And my money story, I feel like, starts there. Even though she never sat down and taught me money lessons, I believe it was imprinted on me by watching how hard she worked, how hard my grandmother worked coming here with nothing, and being able to manage the little bit that they had to do as well as they ended up doing. So my mom came here, she got her degree. She went to school. She worked her way up, starting in fast food. And so watching that as a little girl showed me the importance of saving and earning money. And I opened up my first bank account. I remember this very vividly because my mom took me to open up my first bank account at about like 6 years old. And it was a savings account. And she just said, you know, anything that you bring in, any money that you make, try to save something. It doesn't matter how little. And so that, as a little girl growing up and doing that consistently, even when I got any money for birthdays or Christmases, and then when I got my first job at 14, I was always primed to save. And then as I got a little bit older, I started to realize that saving is not enough to get me to have the life that I wanted. And really investing, when I learned about the power of investing in my 20s, and especially in my 30s, when I actually took more action, I started to see a significant change to where I was financially. And it led me to start Journey to Launch, the podcast and blog where I help or show other people what saving, investing, and being intentional with your money can do for you.
Wow. Well, that's an incredible journey. And I know, as you said, that lesson that you got about saving was really important to you. Is that sort of one of the main things that you recommend young women start with? Why is that so important for young women today to have their own savings account?
It's so important. Saving is a safety net. Saving allows you to take advantage of opportunities. So not only does it save you, saving money save you in case there is an emergency, but it allows you the room to breathe and then to take advantage of opportunities that come along. So as you're growing up and as you are getting your footing in the world, you do have a lot of people, you know, if you're fortunate to have people that love you and care about you, you're living in their household, right? And you're not necessarily always earning money or managing money on your own. But the earlier that you can start to do that, the better, because then it allows you that when you do go to college or go away and you start to leave the nest, you have a better idea of what it really takes to live in the world. And I feel like for women, especially when we are dependent or have been dependent growing up on, especially growing up in this patriarchal society, we really need our own money and we need to have the ability to know how to manage it. Because like I said, you never know when there's an opportunity that you can take advantage of. And, you know, really important that you can leave a situation if it's not serving you or if it's unsafe.
I couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, starting early at six is so amazing that you started that early, but it's never too late to start. I mean, one of the things that we've talked about in the past, which I think has really had a big impact on me in my own journey, is this magic formula of compound interest. I think you alluded to it earlier, that once you realized what you could do with your savings, that's when you sort of felt even more freedom. Can you tell us about the magic of compound interest?
Yeah. So here's where I realized that saving was great, but in order to get to have real wealth and to have assets, I would need to invest. And so compound interest is the idea that your money earns money for you. It's when your money earns interest, that interest then earns more money to grow your account. And the way you do that is by investing. So typically with a savings account, if you're saving, it's just at a traditional bank, you may be getting 0.005% on any money in that account. And then when I learned that investing allows you to, you know, depending on the market and the asset class, you can earn returns, you know, anywhere from 3 to 10%, right? That shows like how big of a difference you can grow your money from just sitting in savings, which is great, to switching and adopting an investing mindset, because then you're able to grow your money faster and without as much effort, because it's money that's earning money on top of money.
I love the way you describe compound interest, this concept that your money is making money for you while you sleep. I think that's such an interesting concept to grasp early, that your money could be put to work and could be making more money for you.
Yeah, it's amazing. I feel this is something that I wish I knew in my teens, and even understood more in my 20s as I started to work and get my first full-time job where I earned a salary, because I didn't understand how it worked and how the earlier you start, you know, the more opportunity that your money has to grow and the more that it can make. And not that it's ever too late for someone, but I just think it's really important for young girls to know that you can start early and it's okay, even if it's not a lot of money, because a lot of us, if you're working that young, it's limited income, but even putting something aside matters. It matters down the line.
So adopting these kind of building the right habits early is key. So what are some saving habits young women can adopt right now?
So some saving habits for young women is to open up a bank account if you don't have one already, and have a separate bank account for your savings account. So if you have a checking account, that's where you pay maybe your cell phone bill, or that's the money that you take out to go to eat with your friends, but you should have a separate account for saving money. That way the money is not commingled, and you know that it's specifically for saving for either an event or a purchase, or just something that may come up as an emergency when in your budget. So that's one of the first things, is to have a separate savings account from your checking account.
That's great advice. And you also talked about how powerful it was when you learned about investing. Now, I know when you're young, I can speak for myself, it's hard to even think about investing when you're trying to think about savings. But again, it's never too early to adopt an investing mindset. What are some ways you can think about saving and then using that and putting it to work towards investing, even if you have a small amount of money?
Yeah. So everyone is going to be different and every situation is different. So it's really going to depend on where you are and how old you are and what your expenses are, or what you're looking to do in the next few years. But let's just take a just baseline, you know, young woman who maybe is in college and she does want to start saving and investing something, but has limited income because she's focused on school. So in a situation like that, you know, think about maybe some things that you would want to save for after college. Maybe you eventually want to get your own apartment, or you are saving for a car, and how much that would cost, or how much you need to save up, and how long it would take you to save up. And not to get discouraged either, if it does take you a while, you may do the calculation and figure, well, with my current income, it may take me 4 years to save up to get this thing that I want. Or you can think about, okay, but what's my trajectory after I graduate? What am I looking to earn? And then how can I start to think about budgeting that money in advance, right? Think about what your life looks like then. So hopefully you get a little boost of confidence in where your life is headed. And then think about, once you do have maybe $500 or $1,000 saved, right? I call that like a starter emergency fund for a lot of people. And at that age, that's a lot of money for someone. So even having $500 to $1,000, setting a goal that's just savings in case of an emergency, or in case there's something that comes up that you want to do or buy, you have that there. And then start thinking about, what is a way that I can start learning about investing? So I'm very big on educating yourself. And sometimes you think that you have to actually do something, right, to make progress or an external action. And a lot of people don't recognize that before you can make the external action, so before you can go and open up that investment account and then have the courage to start investing, you have to believe, right, in yourself. You have to have some knowledge about it. So a lot of work actually takes place before action, and that's the internal work. So that is educating yourself on, what are my investment options, right? What is a Roth IRA? That may be the first time someone hears about that, but are you curious? Are you going to go now and look up what that is? And look up the potential places you can open one. So a lot of this is also groundwork before you even need to do anything, so you can start having the confidence and education to take the right steps forward.
Well, Jamila, this has been wonderful to talk to you. Again, I wish I knew you when I was young, but I'm glad that the young women listening to this show can learn from you. And we're looking forward to your book. And of course, your podcast, which is already out. It's just a wonderful contribution that you're making.
Thanks so much, Kim. I'm really excited about this partnership and the fact that I get to talk more about this important topic, especially for young women saving and investing and really starting your financial journey, being intentional about it so that you can have the options and the happiness in your life that you deserve.
Thank you, Jamila. That was so helpful. So let me recap some of what we learned today. First, Jamila tells us that every young woman should have a savings account in her own name. A savings account gives you room to breathe, and it allows you to take advantage of opportunities as they come up. Second, investing is a way to build on your savings. And that's where the magic of compound interest comes in. It allows you to earn money on your money. You're making money, as Jamila says, even when you sleep. Finally, Jamila reminds us that it's never too early to build an investing mindset, even if you don't have money to invest right now. The first step is learning about investing. That will give you the confidence to take the right next steps. For more money advice from Jamila Souffrant, listen to her Journey to Launch podcast. Join me next week for more money tips for young women on our next episode of Seneca's Conversations, Secret Money Tips, in partnership with Secret Deodorant. Thank you for listening, and please share today's podcast episode with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. Seneca's Conversations is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.